Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the LDM show. On today's show, we're going to be discussing the topic of evolution and topics related to, for instance, atheism and what they claim about evolution, Islam and evolution, and also our stance and how it's sort of different with Christians. So, Salahuddin, to begin off with, what is evolution? If you could describe that for the viewers.
Right, yeah. I mean, evolution is a very hot topic at the moment. It's very, very popular.
Sure.
I mean, it's taught in schools and, you know, we hear about it all the time in the news and in science. So evolution, basically, what evolution is, it is a process, right? Evolution is a process which basically talks about changes over time in the natural world, right? So it's a process that explains changes. I don't know if you ever saw that Guinness advert, which basically there was a guy, he was in a bar, he was drinking his drink, and then over time he devolved. So he devolved into an ape, and then he devolved into a reptile, and then he devolved into
a fish
and went back into water. So if I was going to visually explain evolution, that's what it would be.
So it's like a common ancestor, and that natural selection takes place along with genetic mutations and
yes.
the survival of the fittest and all this. So my question, my next sort of question to you would be, when it comes to evolution, if someone was to believe 100% in evolution and believe in a creator, is there a contradiction? Is there a problem in believing in both things?
It's a very good question, you know, because there are, you know, neo-atheists out there
Dawkins, Krauss,
right, Hitchens, and they basically push forward the idea that if you believe in evolution, then there's no need for a creator. But like I said, evolution is a process, right? It explains changes over time in the natural world, right? So there's no reason why you can't believe in the creator, because evolution does not address the question about the origins of life, right? It is just a process.
Okay, it's like kind of like Dr. Francis Collins, who's
right.
one of the world's, you know, he's a great evolutionary biologist. He used to be the head of the Human Genome Project. And he believes 100% in evolution, and he believes 100% in a creator.
Right.
So there's no contradiction between the two. And secondly, on a link to this video, we're actually going to put a video of Richard Dawkins and Lawrence Krauss, where they're actually discussing this topic. And they both actually also agree that you can believe in a creator and still believe in evolution. But they obviously have their agendas, which you'll see on the link itself. Now, that's fair enough. But when it comes down to Islam and Christianity, is our stance different? And if it's different, how?
Very good question. Very good question. I mean, two of the biggest faiths in the world, right? But they have a different stance when it comes to evolution, when it comes to science. Now, when it comes to the Christian position, right? They believe the earth is 6,000 years old, right?
Evangelical ones, yeah.
Evangelical ones, they say the earth was created in 6 days. But what's important is we as Muslims, we have a different stance.
So we believe in dinosaurs.
We believe in dinosaurs. We believe in fossils. We even believe in evolution, right? We don't have a problem with macro and micro evolution. There's not a problem. So even if you look at the history of science and the Muslims, right, there's a rich history of Muslims studying science, developing science, and even the scientific method itself was developed by a Muslim.
Sure. Now, the next sort of thing is, there is obviously a part of evolution that we disagree with.
Yes.
Now, what I sort of want to ask you is this. Where is it that we disagree with
yeah.
evolution, right? And also, why do we disagree?
Right. So when it comes to evolution, like I said, we go where the science takes us, right? At the end of the day. So in terms of evolution, right? Pretty much 99% of it, we believe in it, right? We don't have a problem with it. The major point we have with evolution, and it's such a small point, is that when it comes down to the creation of the human beings, right? We believe the human being itself was created, right? It does not descend from a common ancestor, right? The first human being was created. So this is the main difference that we have regarding evolution, basically.
And thereafter, if a human being was to get new traits or
right.
evolve in a certain way, you know, just small variations in human beings or those sort of small evolutionary things, we don't have an issue with that either.
Yeah, we don't have an issue regarding humans when they evolve, basically. If they evolve, like you said, if they have traits, if they become more hairy, if they become darker, if they become lighter.
But we believe the first human being was made fully in one instant of time, and that was the first human being, Adam.
Absolutely. This alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. And this is a very important point, that we believe that the first human being was created.
Yeah. Now, when it comes down to us disagreeing with science, now somebody watching might be like, hang on, you have this book which is quite old and you have science. So why are you taking a book over science on this particular issue? You should accept all of evolution, including that small part, because science is based on facts and books are, you know, written by men in what they claim. So how would we address this?
Right. So when it comes to science, right, like I said, we understand that, you know, we don't have a problem with science at the end of the day. But what we have to really understand regards to science as a means to truth, that science is always changing. In fact, science is evolving. If we look back in history, right, scientists, they believe that the universe was eternal.
Right? The static state model.
The static state model, exactly. But what have we found out recently?
That the universe had a beginning, like since the big Bang model.
Basically. Absolutely. So what this shows is over time, science itself has changed. So another example we can use is the sun. Over a century ago, right, scientists believed that the sun was static.
Stationary. Yeah.
Stationary, it didn't move. But what does the Quran say about this?
The Quran mentions the sun having an orbit.
Right.
Swimming in its orbit.
Right, right. So what does this show, basically?
Well, there 100 years ago, there was a direct contradiction between
right.
the Quran and science.
And what have we found out since, basically?
Well, obviously, we've found out in the last couple of decades that the sun does actually have an orbit and it goes around the Milky Way galaxy. So science has caught up.
Right, right.
And so what this goes again to show is that direct, you know, observation sometimes, and you know, the scientific method, which is known as you know, you can call it induction, this can be wrong at times when it comes to certain things. And likewise, when it comes to evolution, when it comes to certain things, we agree with the most part of it, but the part which goes against the Quran, we have good reasons to take the Quran over science on these particular issues. So if you have any other questions, please comment below on this video, and inshallah we're going to be making more videos in the future on more topics related to evolution, atheism, religion, politics and other things. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
JazakAllah khairan. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.